Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Been Schaefer, now I'm sideways with him, the cat.
Why, what'd he say?
He was sharpshooting the both of us.
What'd he say?
I've never been? Angrier.
Plowhawk liked it.
Plus we had Raby hazing us during commercial breaks.
And the general manager giving us grief.
Yes, he did.
What did young Brendan say?
What did he say, Seamaster? You've taken a vow of silence, but you'll break it here.
Well, I think he was a little nervous because he was playing the rejoin and the music hit, and then we didn't start talking right away, but what he'll learn is that you got to give us a wide berth. If after about 30 seconds you don't hear us, then it's time to start getting worried.
Right. I mean, there's a good chance I'm on my way to the station when you don't hear us. That's something that needs to be taken into account. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We're on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com. The program is broadcasting live from Jupiter, Florida. And we were just joined by Rick Ankiel and writer Tim Brown. His book, The Phenomenon, comes out on April 18th. That's one of those interviews that people will want to go back and listen to if you didn't catch. I love interviews like that.
That was great.
And that was outstanding. And I'm telling you, I mean, you know, for those of you who have been listening for a long time, you know Rick has not always wanted to or ever talk about that stuff. And that's why I brought up the interview when I was doing the show with Edmonds and Jim. You know, I showed up and he goes, "Hey, we're going to have Rick Ankiel." And I go, "Well, he hates me, so I'll let you handle the whole thing." And
but that was, you know.
No, I understand. But I mean, it was a real thing. It still went on all the way through like 09. And I didn't, I mean, all I did was ask him questions, but I get it, whatever. He was going through all kinds of stuff. But with that said, when he talked to us on that interview in 2014, I'm like, we got done with the interview. First off, the interview was incredible. And then secondly, and he told us that he was going to do a book. But then secondly, I'm like, he sounds so happy.
Yeah.
He sounds so at peace. And that's what he is. And I think it's you know, I always thought the end of the movie or book would be the moment after he hits the home run in August of 2007. But, you know, there's 10 years between then and now. And he is a very happy person now.
Well, think
and that
about
makes
it.
Me so happy for him because what he grinded through in order to get back to that, much less now where he is here.
To me, okay, so you went through the pitching stuff, okay? A lot of guys would pack it in, obviously. Everyone would pack it in. And then to come back, and do you remember when he came back, everyone was saying, what is this? You know,
I mean, mocking it.
Absolutely,
because you guys would take phone calls on Fox Sports Midwest for postgame, which now during the free Dotem era, I wish was still going on for the record. I think a number of our listeners could have a good time with that. But nonetheless, so many times you guys would take calls and somebody would ask about how Rick Ankiel's doing. And Martin and I, when we were doing the show together, would make fun of it. It was like a run. It was like when he would do Ask Tony, it would be like, yeah, I mean, Rick looks good. And we would just joke about it. Like, oh, this is just like some little project he gets to play around and who knows what's really going on.
Everyone thought that.
And then he comes up in August 2007 and he hits that home run in his first game back. I mean, that's Hollywood material.
And
there.
He played for a while. He showed himself. And, you know, outside of the fact that he had some power, but I mean, a sensational defensive outfielder as well. To me, that's how you get peace. Like, he could have stayed down, and you wonder if he'd be happy today. But he came back, and now, you know, he's in a happy place, I think, because he fought back because he did get back up.
Yeah, I'm just so damn happy for him, for real. I mean, it's especially when it's not just that he came back and athletically overcame it, but from a personal standpoint, he's just in such a great place. And to think, and that's the thing about the book, and he and Tim Brown, the author who joined us, were very conscious of, you know, not wanting to give too much away, which I totally get. There's, you know, this is a book tour, essentially, even though he's here, you know, where he lives in Jupiter, Florida, and Cardinal spring training. But he is in such a good place mentally. I'm just so damn happy for him. And that's a huge part of the story. But the other part of the story is the dark stuff. And I think some Cardinal fans are aware. I mean, like the Plowhawk and Nick here, you know, they're both in their mid-20s, early 20s in Nick's case. And the Ankiel thing's kind of, you know, that'd be like me hearing about something that happened with, like, the 1981 Cardinals. I'd be like, man, I don't really remember. Oh, there was a strike, really? Is that right? You know, I don't – that's before my time. For you and me, it's we covered it, so we know what it was like. And there's a story before that happened against Maddox and the Braves and against I think it was Mike Hampton who started with the Mets in Game 1, or was it Leiter, Game 2, whenever Ankiel started in the NLCS. I think Kyle started Game 1. And that is all that Rick dealt with growing up. And as he said in this interview, they're going into it all. They're going to talk about it all. And I can't wait to read it. I mean, there are a few books, you know, well in advance of them coming out that you're excited about reading, and that would most definitely be one.
Tim said that was, after we did the interview, he said the stuff about Rick's childhood was the toughest to get out of him, he said, because he honestly had blocked some of it out. So he actually had to go to other people, get some information, and then go back to Rick to help him remember, because mm-hmm. that's perfectly natural when, you know, things were so bad that you tend to block some of it out. Yeah. And he said that was the most difficult part of the writing of the book.
And that's the stuff I truthfully know nothing about outside of stuff that I've read, and you never know if that's true. But, you know, his dad did time. I think either a brother or sister did time. Drug trafficking. Whatever Rick dealt with, and right there, I had heard, I don't know if you'd ever heard it, and I don't want to put you on the spot, so that's not fair, but about that start against the Diamondbacks to open up the 2001 season, you were down here covering spring training in 01, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for those of you who may not remember it, but then, you know, of course, for those of you who do remember, after that playoff debacle against the Braves, and then it happened again against the Mets, and then that was it, because the Cardinals got knocked out in 5 games, but I don't think you would have seen Ankiel back at that point. I doubt, had they gone to the World Series, he would have even been on the World Series roster, and that's the guy who started Game 1 of the NLDS. How often does that happen for non-injury reasons? The spring training was a circus of 2001, and they were so careful of how they were going to handle it. It almost became the media was the enemy. Walt Jocketty's approach with that specifically. And they had a press conference. Rick read a statement from written out on a piece of loose leaf. And then that was it. Then it's like, we're not talking about it anymore, which only drew more attention to it. And then the fact that, as Rick and Tim made reference to, he would throw, before anybody else would throw, out in the early morning behind palm trees to obscure him from the media. And so you had that part of it going on as well. So, in addition, you had all of that going on, but then finally it gets to the regular season, and he has his first start, and I remember everybody was watching that so closely, and it's against Arizona, who wound up being the world champions that year. I didn't realize it was against Randy Johnson. It's against Randy Johnson. I guess that makes sense, because the Cardinals, that was Pujols' first week of his career, and I remember they opened up the season at Coors Field. I was out there for that, and then I think it was a Sunday afternoon start against Randy Johnson to end their road trip, and then the home opener was the next day, and Ankiel just dealt.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, what in the hell happened? But there was somebody on the team who had told me something that I never got corroborated, and I didn't really want to, you know, I mean, it was. I mean, if you start asking right. around on this, but that he was drunk. And I, you know, that's 16 years ago, and I never followed up because it was, you're never going to get an answer. I mean, my God, the fact that I even heard it in the first place. You become enemy number one if you're running around saying, I understand, you know, just because one person, you got to get that corroborated.
Yeah.
And even if you do get it corroborated,
you're still going to
catch hell, you know? So, I mean, they're not going to admit that. There's no way in hell they would have admitted that. So right here, even Rick was, even though it's in the book, him and Tim Brown are looking at each other like, and I said, well, what happened in the Diamondback start when you came back and you dealt? And they looked at each other and go, well, should we say it? Go ahead. It's your book.
That's one of the points that they'll promote.
That he was wasted on vodka.
Yeah.
Drank a bottle of vodka before he started that game.
Crazy.
And, I mean, I don't know, Seamonster, Plowhawk, Nick, if you could pull up Cardinals, Diamondbacks, April 2001. All I know is he pitched a clinic that day.
And I will
beat Randy Johnson in the eventual world champions.
I will say this, too, that, you know, they were very protective with him, understandably so, as he was going through all this. But give credit to Walt Jocketty for being a real advocate for Rick Ankiel. And also paving the way for Rick to get that second opportunity with the Cardinals. It was Ankiel's agent and also Walt Jocketty saying, yeah, that's fine. We're going to welcome him back as an outfielder.
The thing, you know, and we talked about it a little bit, but he sounded like he was so laser-focused on getting back to the big leagues that it just didn't matter. But, I mean, if you think about it, because it'll lead to inevitable jokes, but you're at the top of your career. You're starting game one of the playoffs against Greg Maddux, and you just turned 21 three or four months earlier, and now 4 years later, you're on buses going back and forth from Johnson City and staying in, like, La Quinta's. You know, and I realize none of us, of course, have been there, but just trying to empathize with that, from where you were to where you are, God, I mean,
crazy.
That would have to be brutal. And that is why it has all of the, like we joke around about the Dear Dork and Dick thing for radio, for movies, it has everything, every element of a great movie. And if it's told properly, and Tim Brown is a great writer, it can wind up being one of the all-time great sports movies, for real. I realize it sounds like prisoner of the moment overstatement, but I've been saying this for years.
Everyone who watched it thought that, at the
time. But here's the thing. Knowing Rick, or not knowing Rick, I guess, would be the better way to describe it, I thought there was no way in hell he would ever tell the story. And that's why when he was on with Edmonds and me in 2014 and he talked about writing the book, I was so effing happy. First off, he sounded so happy. But secondly, the fact that he was going to tell the story, because it's one of those super rare sports stories that even if you aren't a fan of that particular sport, it will bring people to the table, whether it be to read the book or to, if they do, watch a movie.
How about this? I mean, you talk about all writing the book, and he's now a member of the media, in a sense.
Yes.
You know, they were the enemy for a while, and he's just come a long way. He sees a lot of things differently than he did back when he was going through his struggles, no question about it.
Yeah, it comes out April 18th. It's called The Phenomenon. And, man, I am telling you, I cannot wait to read that book. I have a feeling, especially because Tim's such a great writer, that I have a feeling we're going to have a hell of a book here coming out on April 18th about Rick Ankiel. The Cardinals are out on the field for a full squad workout. The Plow Panther with the question of the day.
It needs work.
Yeah, I was going to try and get a self-assessment here. How would you grade your work today? I think one thing we learned is let's not walk onto the actual playing field and the fence. And I think did you run Jed Jerko into the gate?
Was that Jerko? Was completely my bad, and he did not look too pleased.
Kind of surprised by that.
He's a big boy.
30 home runs.
I felt his chest and his pecs rub up against my shoulder, and I immediately got out of the way so he could enter the field. I just wanted to get the answers, and Grichuk and a couple of them delayed a little bit until they got on the field, so my arm kind of extended. I wasn't anticipating them coming out that early.
No, we got that. But once you were there,
right,
you have to announce the player you're going to ask the question to.
And that will be, throughout the week, I will be doing more of that, and I apologize.
Because if you go back and watch producer Joe question of the day game film, while he tripped over himself and players would sometimes
push him,
sometimes it maybe would have been potential litigation, one thing producer Joe did was he would say, Adam Wainwright. You know, and then he would introduce the players, because you were so far away, I had no idea who you were talking to. And when you ran one of the Cardinal starters into a fence, I didn't know which starter you ran into a fence.
So, yes, I will be making sure to name each player as I ask the question.
And there were some you weren't sure, right? Because
there was a couple.
A couple,
yes,
it appeared, didn't necessarily speak our language. And yet you still were asking them about sandwiches.
I like the answer one of them gave, what's your favorite sandwich? And he said pizza.
Right, and that's my guess is he probably no habla inglés, if I had to guess. And
but you know me.
Just like me, if I were playing in the Dominican, I don't know how much Espanol I would be able to speak.
Pizza's always a good answer for everything.
You were in Doug Vaughn's credentials, sir.
Yeah, I noticed that also.
Somebody slapped it on me. I wasn't for sure.
Who?
So one of the great media members here are guys helping us out. Apparently, they grabbed the wrong credential and did not want to double back and get mine. So
you feel like you're wearing George Clooney's credential, bro?
It instantly makes me feel more wanted here at the clubhouse.
No, you're wanted.
Hot.
You're wanted. It seemed like you and Jerko built up a nice friendship in that 12 seconds.
I think Jerko and Lynn, I think we both have lunch dates at JJ Mugg. So
I didn't know this.
The eyes could tell.
Well, I love it. Lance Lynn says, you're asking about a sandwich or whatever, and he goes, I don't think you're supposed to be over here. Go over there. He is now honorably filling the role vacated by Matt Holliday, who filled the role vacated by Chris Carpenter. Did Adam Wainwright seem receptive? Because he seems to still pay homage, homage?
And actually, you can tell on his smile.
To Carpenter by
it would be
smiling to acknowledge that he's just going to sharpshoot you in good-natured manner, but he is not going to answer our asinine questions.
And that's fine. I just, his demeanor, it seemed like he vaguely remembers us and the segment. And so he could see the smile, and you could tell he couldn't wait to not answer my question, which
Matt,
would be nice.
Now, did you notice Matt Carpenter saw you coming and wanted no part of it and took the other route?
And I did say, okay, yeah, Matt Carpenter, I don't think is a huge fan of me. I think I remember that last year he wasn't very receptive, which is fine.
But, you know, we've been talking to Rick Ankiel, who got up off the mat. I say tomorrow you really target Matt Carpenter, because I think once you break through, don't you, right?
Yeah,
you'd be proud of him.
Carp, Jerko, those are the three tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. And what about your friend, the manager?
Well, he came out later.
Wait, I know that. But have you guys exchanged greetings yet this spring?
I cannot wait to see him. I'll give him a big wave, and if he does stop. I actually think at the beginning of the workouts, he was actually waving at me. Rick Ankiel kind of just stepped in front of me and just took that wave as for him. So I'll give him that one.
Right.
But I think Mike has already introduced himself to me.
No, I'm certain he was waving at you versus the guy he's linked in Cardinal history with. You know, I think what would be a wonderful segment would be if you and Mike could maybe travel around town in the van. The Sea Monster can drive. Nick shoots it, and you're in the back with the Cardinal manager. That, to me, is something that might take out an Emmy Award this year.
I would love that. My only issue with that would be, would Mike be willing to do that?
Oh,
Mike,
I think it goes without saying he'd love to.
I think if we get Mo in there as well, we could go out for a nice, you know, lunch or dinner. And
what did Mo say about coming on the show? He was over here.
He said he's a germaphobe, and he wanted to get out of our area. But I do think that that he will do it if Seymour could reach out to him, or shall I during the break? I'm more, he does not speak to me, I guess. I would like to see Plowboy pitch Mike Matheny the idea of doing an interview in the back of our van, only so that Nick can shoot it. Because I know that won't happen, but him asking Matheny would be great comedy. Like, to me, that's what I want to see. Will you do that?
Oh.
Okay.
I'm here to do anything. I don't care if I embarrass myself. I don't care at all.
Say we want to do call it a media sesh in the back of our van. I just want to see Mike Matheny's face when you pitch this to him. And I would like to see Nick catch it on video.
And we're going to get video each day here, and it's brought to you by Kevin Miller of Kevin Miller of Coldwell Banker Gundiker. And that is the Plowboys spring training recap video, which Nick is shooting. In addition to video of the fight, and I don't know if it's up yet because we've been doing the show, but the video of the fight. When I'm talking about a 40-minute video, I'm not talking about like something from somebody's camera phone. This is behind the scenes. This is Ryan Kelly showing up, Jack. This is Timberfake showing up.
Jack.
This is Jack. Thank you. This is these guys walking to the ring. This
Jack.
Is these guys refusing to walk to the ring for 10 minutes.
Jack.
Thank you. And then this is the bout. So all that is coming up on InsideSTL.com. You're not going to want to miss what Nick What Up Y'all has as far as video from spring training, but then also from the Timberfake Ryan Kelly battle on Broadway. Spring training is presented by so many great sponsors here. Our 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. You can email in, Hotshots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, your favorite moments from what we saw Friday night at South Broadway Athletic Club. Send those in, and you can text in, of course. 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. That's how you can call in. That's how you can text in. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Our sponsors, Grand Cru Cigars, located in the heart of Soulard, with over 425 cigars to choose from their walk-in humidor. Visit them online at GrandCruCigars.com. Stoli Vodka, distilled three times to yield the finest quality. Stoli set the standard for vodka in 1938 and has been upholding it ever since. Visit Stoli.com. The Post Sports Bar and Grill, with locations in Maplewood and Creve Coeur, where you receive 10% off your tab just for wearing Blues gear. Stay posted, my friends. 314 Training Academy, for all your baseball and softball training needs. Log on to 314sports.com. Big Boy Lawns. I'm going to have Big Boy Lawns do my lawn this year. The cat, maybe you want to take a gander at the at Kelly and the work that he does over there. Complete commercial and residential lawn care, landscaping, and snow removal. Look for Big Boy Lawns LLC on Facebook and let this big boy sweat for you. So this is nice. What happens when the sponsors write their copy and they try to play to the audience. They try to play to the audience, and I think it's a good strategy. Thepowerofthegiraffe.org, providing care packages and financial grants to area cancer patients. Be sure to stick your neck out to help area cancer patients. To find more, visit thepowerofthegiraffe.org. That's from Big Papa in Belleville. You know Big Papa in Belleville, Dale Alcorn?
Yeah.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Very good guy. His wife passed from cancer, and he has started up thepowerofthegiraffe.org to honor her memory, and it has been yet another great cause started up by the listeners, and we are very, very grateful for Dale and what he is doing for St. Louis area cancer patients. Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental, Cordell and Cordell, Kevin Miller of Coldwell Banker Gundecker, iTech Sharp, specializing in repair, retail, and recycling of any and all Apple products. Visit iTechShark.com. JMH Law Firm, need a lawyer? Visit NeedALawyerSTL.com. AMP Restoration, one of the top master elite roofing companies in the area. Visit AMPRoofs.com. Advanced Vision Care with two Illinois locations in Belleville and Nashville. Premier Parking, order your baseball parking pass today at ParkCardinals.com. And then, of course, Anheuser-Busch. Budweiser, the official beer sponsor of the St. Louis Cardinals. This buds for you. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from Cardinal Spring Training, our 12th year at the picnic table. It's so fun to see how excited the Cardinals are to see us here. And
I haven't really sensed that, Tim.
Lance Lynn seemed to be happy to see the Plowhawk. What about Losmart? Have you had a chance to talk to Losmart? That's kind of your guy.
No, actually, I think we were in break when the first initial wave of players.
But as I was walking in today, I thought I saw him walking right by the picnic table.
I tried to wave. It looked like he was distracted.
He was 5 feet away from you.
I was a little nervous, too, Tim. Looks like he's grown out his hair a little bit, got a little bit of an afro. Looks like maybe a couple of additional tattoos. We'll talk more into that in detail.
I wouldn't count on it.
Sure we will.
I wouldn't count on that for a number of reasons, as Claves would say. Speaking of which, he's over there. You know who's over there? Chris Raby. I see Ben Boyd, who likes to snip our lines. I guess it's going to go down. Should we wait till Doug gets here?
They're doing a round table over there. A lot of baseball scribes. Yeah, Jen Langosh is on there.
Yeah, they're
doing real journalism,
talented and stuff.
Yeah, we're not.
I don't appreciate that.
Well,
feel like that's standing
us
up.
We're gelling.
Right, exactly. All right, we got a break. That wraps up the 8 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Sildenafil. Well, Sildenafil, the sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. The same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020. And a friendly reminder, some of our great sponsors here to make this trip possible, PGA National Resort. PGA National, home of the Honda Classic, which gets underway on Thursday, and it's also where we will be staying with our clients next week, when a number of our clients will be coming down to Jupiter, Florida. We thank them for their support, so they get to come down to spring training. And we're looking forward to that. PGA National Resort, if you're looking for a place to stay when you come down to Cardinal Spring Training, for my money, it doesn't get better than PGA National Resort. 5 golf courses on the property, including the championship course, which is the host of the Honda Classic this week. It's not just for guys, though. Golf trip weekend's perfect. Spring training's about 5 minutes away up I-95. But also a world-class spa, fine dining, also casual dining, and they put millions of dollars into rehabbing their pool. And so it's like a Las Vegas pool setup. I'm not talking about with the EDM. I'm talking about with the setup. It's the best place to stay. It's close to spring training. Go online at pgaresort.com. That's pgaresort.com. And Guanabanas, the restaurant where we'll be dining with our clients next week. Half off happy hour every day, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., 50% off appetizers, well liquor, house wine, $6 signature drinks, $3 draft beers, live music Wednesday nights, Friday nights, Saturday happy hour, and Saturday nights, lunch and dinner 7 days a week, breakfast on the weekend starting at 8:30 to 11. The atmosphere at Guanabanas here in Jupiter, Florida, if you're coming down for spring training, second to none. And the seafood is delicious. Check out the website for the live music calendar. It's guanabanas.com. GUANABANAS.com. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram, located in the Jupiter Inlet District, right along A1A. Beachfront Avenue. Girls were hot. Across the street from. Were you gonna? I thought you were gonna pick that up. Anytime I say A1A Avenue, I feel like that's your cue.
Beachfront Avenue.
Thank you, Vanilla Ice. All right, we got a break. We'll come back with the 9 o'clock hour. Your Hot Shots emails for the email of the day: Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, the Sea Monster, the Plow Panther, Nick. What up, y'all? Nick Yale with us here. Doug will be joining us tomorrow. It's Cardinal spring training coverage, year 12 from the picnic table on 590 The Fan KFNS, the Gateway Buick GMC Studios in Jupiter, Florida.